USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying. We need to understand why there was.
Spying?
Whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Another horrific accident at a national park. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There have been a lot of deadly falls by visitors to the Grand Canyon lately. Now, a national park spokesman says a visitor in Hawaii is recovering after surviving a fall into a volcano.
He was about 70 feet below the edge of the cliff where his fall had been arrested by a small ledge, preventing him from falling the rest of the 300 feet to the bottom of the caldera, likely saving his life.
The man is said to be seriously injured after that Wednesday night tumble into the Kilauea volcano.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is again blasting Attorney General Bill Barr. She was speaking today at a university in California where she defended her statement saying Barr committed a crime.
I don't like saying that the Attorney General of the United States did what he did. It was a terrible thing that he did, and I was heartbroken to have to say it.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
House Democrats are still pushing to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. That more than doubles the current rate of $7.25 an hour. Now, there is stiff opposition in the Senate from Republicans and the White House. A new study also came out that says raising the minimum wage can actually make certain areas less safe. Brandon Tatum is a former police officer in Tucson, Arizona. He says there's definitely a correlation between crime and the minimum wage.
When you have young folks competing for jobs, low-skilled workers are getting pushed out of the workforce, young people are getting pushed out of the workforce, they have nowhere to go. And when you feel a sense of disenfranchisement and you feel like that you're worthless to your community, you're not contributing, then we see young people resort to crimes. Starts out small crimes, maybe selling marijuana, retail theft, and you can see those crimes increase and young people getting involved in more violent crimes, home invasions, and other crimes that are more felonious.
Right.
So it's a direct correlation. Young people need jobs, and it really keeps them out of getting in trouble. But when you raise the minimum wage at some of these corporations, they were going to just fire you. They're going to make their bottom line. They're going to reach their financial goals of their corporation. They're going to fire you. They're going to replace you with technology. So it's unfortunate that they believe that if you raise the minimum wage, it's going to somehow have a positive effect. We have seen this historically have a negative effect on low-skilled workers. Thomas Sowell laid it out very succinctly.
Tatum was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.